closer for Shlomo Lavi Mori, Yaakov Eliyahu, and Vega. Should be as close for him and the entire Mishpacha. We are really switching gears here. Until now, we've been speaking about the rules of ribbis that they apply to loans, to lending money. The whole series started, Choshen Mishpat. We were doing Hilchos Hava, lending money, and from that we sidetracked to ribbis with money, which is really Yerodeya. And once we're here, we're going to sidetrack a little further and go into the rules of ribbis as they apply to things other than money. Everyday questions that come up, we'll talk about neighbors, relations with neighbors that could result in ribbis issues, sales, buying and selling, commerce, that could result a lot of times in ribbis issues. So that's how we'll close out the series, and then we'll finally talk about Heter Iska, the way to avoid ribbis, what you can do to make sure if there is a ribbis situation, how you can avoid it. So this will be like a transition. Until now we've been talking about lending money, so tonight we'll talk about the rules of lending things that aren't money: food, computers, cars. We'll talk about lending non-cash, things that are not cash. And the two halachas I'd like to talk about are, one is, if you lend someone a car, your car, and it has a half a tank of gas, is he allowed to return it back with a full tank of gas to show an appreciation for lending me your car? I want to fill up the tank for you as appreciation. And the second case we want to talk about is, if your neighbor wants to borrow a cup of sugar, can she return a cup of sugar to you, or he return a cup of sugar to you? Right, you're lending a one cup and they're returning a cup. Is there any problem with that? Now, the way we would not think it to be true, in the first case there is no ribbis shaila, even though there he's giving back more gas than he got. We'll learn that that is okay. And the second case, where you're lending a cup of sugar and just getting a cup of sugar back, that we'll learn is problematical. So that's what we're going to try to do tonight. Let's first talk about the first case. There's two ways you could lend a commodity to your friend. You could lend it to them in a way where they give back the same exact item that you lent them. And there's another case, that's the case of lending your car. You have to get your own car back, not someone else's car. And the other way you can lend someone a commodity is like the cup of sugar, where you know they're going to use that cup of sugar and give you a different cup back, other sugar back. They're not going to give you the same sugar back. Those are the two types of loans we'll talk about, where you're getting the same exact item back and when you're getting a different item back. So regarding this difference, we have a Gemara about Metzia. The Gemara says an interesting concept. Rav Chama have a Mogar Zuze b'pshita b'yomo. Rav Chama used to rent out, you can rent a car, you can rent tools. He used to rent out money. He used to rent out his Zuz coins for the cost of a pshita a day. That's what the rental amount. That's 1/8 of a Zuz. He said, I'm renting you out this money. I'm not lending you the money, because then it'd be ribbis. But if I lend you a dollar and say I want $100 and say I want $108 back, that's ribbis. Right? I'm lending you $100 and you're giving me back $108. So he didn't do that. He said, I'm renting you the $100. I'm renting you this cash and I want the payment to be $8. Just like if I would rent you my car and I say I want $8 payment. So Chama used to rent out his money and say, I'm renting you $100, here's a $100 bill, and I want you to pay me $8 for the use of that money. So Kolo Zuzi Rav Chama, as a result of this practice, the Gemara assumes he lost all of his money. Right? The Gemara assumes it's Mita Kenegan Mita. What he's doing is trying to circumvent the halachas of ribbis, and he really is guilty of ribbis in this case. And as Mita Kenegan Mita, the Gemara says elsewhere, that what happens if you lend with ribbis, you lose your money also. But the Gemara Nayin Aleph Rashi brings, Shalmalvin b'ribbis nechseyen mismotitin. Those that lend with ribbis, they lose their money. So that's what happens to Rav Chama. Now how could Rav Chama make a mistake? Kusavar, he thought, Maishna Mimara. Why is this different than if you rent out a spade? You can rent out a spade, you can rent a car, and receive money for renting that tool. So the same thing should be I'm renting my money and I want a payment, a rental fee for the use of my money. But that's not so. The mistake was Mara Hadra Ve'ena. If you rent your spay, you get that same spay back when it returns. You rent out your car, you receive the same car back when it's finished. And number two, Bidia Pichase. There is depreciation on a spade when it's used. The more you use it, the less it's worth. So over there, like you rent a car, you let someone use your car, it's going to be mileage on it, wear and tear, and it's worth less now. So that's why you could charge money, because you have these two conditions. We'll see that really all you need is one of the two conditions. But the reason you can take a rental fee normally is because, number one, you get that same object back, and number two, there's a wear and tear, there's a loss on you, so you're not getting payment for just that loan. You're getting payment because you lost money. You have wear and tear, and you're allowed to pass that on to the borrower. So that's why you can normally take a renter. But zuzi, but money, coins, lo hadri benayu. When you're renting, quote unquote, someone coins, that means he's going to use those coins, and you're not going to get those coins back. And number two, lo yadia pichase, coins don't get used up. They don't have. There's no wear and tear in coins. The same dollar bills that you lend that person, even if he will give it back to you, that dollar bill, it would be worth a full dollar. It doesn't say, well, it's more wrinkled than it's worth less. It's worth the same dollar. So that's why that is called ribis. So the Gemara makes this clear distinction between the difference between. In English, there's only one word. There's lending and lending. In Hebrew, there's two words. There's she'ela, which is lending an object that you expect to get back, and halva, which is lending something like money, where the borrowers can use it up and give back the comparative item afterwards. Right? That's what the Gemara is making that difference. Now, the Gemara also has the second difference of whether there's depreciation. So we're not going to go through these halachas so much. This is just a good hagdama to what we wanted to talk about, but just to see a little bit of that, maybe we'll get into it later in future weeks. But just to get a taste of these halachas, Tosus explains the difference between the two cases. He says, "Bemara, when you're talking about a shovel, a spade, hatschiris eina ba'avur halva." Right, this is where he's speaking now. The money that you're getting, that $10 rental fee, isn't because, oh, I lent you my shovel and I want ribbis for that. It's not because of the loan. Sheyesh levashus lahotziya, that he could spend it and give another one back. Elo nosin haskir sevar hapichas. He's giving the rental for the depreciation. Shetivchas ayde malacha, because it's going to be worth less through the use. Im yachsa hasocha ve'ena, if he returns back that same shovel. Avazuzi. When we're talking about money, the Rav Chama, he was lending that money. He was giving them out for them to spend. When he's receiving payment for renting out the money, that's because he gave them that money to use, not because the money's depreciated. The money's worth just as much when he gets it back. He's not even getting back the same money. So Shulchan Aruch paskins both of these halachas. In Kufayin Vav Sifal, it says the first. It'll say the Isra, but from that we'll see the Heter. Asr la'adam la'haskir ma'osav. It's prohibited for a person to rent out his money. Shayomalo, he can't tell someone. Asr l'cha yud dinarim v'nidran l'cha chodesh. I'm going to rent you $10, but I'm charging $1 a month for that use of that money. Because that's ribbis. That's just out and out ribbis. But there's a Heter. V'hani mili. That's only when you're renting out that money where the person's going to spend the money and give back other money at the end. But suppose you have a nice collection of pennies, all the old pennies, and you're giving it to someone to study the differences between the different types of pennies. He's a coin collector and he wants to look at them. Or you have like $1 million bill that you lent to someone to show, he wants to show it off at the party, and you say, okay, I'm lending it, I'll let you use it, but I want payment for that. Right? And I want that one back. They return back the coin collection, or that special dollar they want to show off at their party, they return that back to end, that same item, mutter. Because in that case, even though it's money, right, you'll say, look, I'm lending you this $1 million bill and you're giving back a million, and my rental charge is $100 for that. So I'm giving you a million, you're giving a million and a hundred, but that's not ribis, because we turn the money into a commodity. And there's no ribis when you get the same commodity back.
You're loaning the money as an object in and of
itself. You're loaning it as it's like a she'ela, it's not a hava. You want to show off this coin to everyone that I have, and you want to show everyone, oh, he has a special coin. So you're giving me that coin back. It's an object, it's a commodity. It's not the cash value of it. Or he just wants to study it. I want to see your coin collection to look at it. Oh, if I charge rental. Right, so that's okay, right? And the same thing will be by any other object. Certainly, by any other object, if I'm getting the same exact object back, so if I lend you the sugar and you give me the same exact sugar back, so I can charge you for that, because whatever you wanted to show how much sugar you have to people, or you want to just show it, you have it there, but no one's going to use it. You just had to have it on the table, so for whatever reason. So if you know you're getting it back, so I can charge you rental for that. So that's the first halacha that we learned from the Gemara, that if you're getting the same exact object back, there's no problem with ribis on that, even if it's money. The second heter is hefes. That's kalim, if it's utensils, mutil haskirim, you're allowed to rent those out. Now certainly if you tell them, I want my computer back, That's no chiddush. We just know that you can even get money if you want your own commuter, you want your car back. That's also no chiddush. I'm renting my car because I want the car back. But the chiddush here is, I'll rent you my clippers. And I'll tell you what, if you decide that you don't want to give them back and you want to give me a replacement, that's also okay. I can rent out my kalim, even if I give you permission, you know, if someone comes by and wants to buy them, sell it to them and give me a new one. And give him back a new one. As long as he's giving back one afterwards. Right? I can rent you my clippers. The hedge trimmers. I'm renting you my hedge trimmer. Now do what you want with it. You can either give it back to me, but if you want, you can sell it and give me back another one just like it. Right, so over here, we're stretching it a little bit. We're not requiring you to give back the same hedge trimmer. You can give back a different one if you want. I'm giving you that option. You know, if you're going on a trip and you don't want to schlep it back here. You're not taking hedge trimmers then, but you know, I'm giving you my golf clubs or something, and you're going on my tent. You're going on a camping trip, and here's the tent. But when you come back, you're going to be carrying other things, you know. So you could sell it over there and give me another one when you get it. If you want, bring it back to the original one. Right? That's okay. Now, why is that okay, huh?
Sell the car too.
Well, the car is a little bit hard. Right? So why is that okay? That's okay, and I'm charging you for that. Right? So why don't we say this is already a ribis, because I'm giving you a tent, you're giving me back another tent, you have an option to give me another tent back of the same value, plus you're giving me a rental fee, plus you're giving me $100. Right? Besides, I'm giving you a tent, and I'm getting back a tent plus $100 in return. So that's mutter. Why? Because of the second thing the Gemara said, because there's wear and tear on a tent. When I gave you the tent, it was hardly used, or was used with as much as I used it. You're going to take it on another trip. That there's wear and tear on such an object. So since there's wear and tear, what the rental fee is, that fee that you're giving me is a rental fee, because I'm giving you something that's wear and tear. I'm allowed to pass that on to you, because it's going to be worth less when it comes back if you give me back that same one. And you have that option to give me back that same one. You also have the option to get a new one. But since you can give me back that one, and that one will be worth less when you bring it back because it's been through one more trip, so in that case, I can charge you a rental. Now, the post can point out there are some things that don't have wear and tear on them. Like if you're going to a chatan, I'll lend you my jewelry, right? A woman lends another woman her jewelry to go to a chasana, and if you want, this, you can. You're going. It's worth a lot of money over there. If you want, you can sell them and buy me replacement value when I come back. So in that case, it's not so simple. The Taz says, if it's something, a klish, if it's a type of object that doesn't have any depreciation, like silver or gold utensils, osterly tomi meneschar, you can't take any payment, kishur derech halva, when it's going to be a loan, bachrai tamakabu kamabamar, so then it becomes like money, right? If the borrower has all responsibilities for it, then you can't do that. But in normal things that have depreciation, you can lend it to them and give them the option of giving you a replacement and charging rent for it, because if they give you back the original, there is going to be some depreciation, and that's what you're charging them for. So these are the two etterim we learned from the Gemara, that if I give you an object and I demand that same object back, and there's no choice, you have to give it back to me, so then I can charge you rental for it. That's rent. I'm charging you a rental, even if it's money, that I want those same bills back, because you were looking at them for your studies for whatever reason, so that is something I can demand full payment for it as a rental. And number two, if it's something that there is depreciation in it, like most utensils that you would lend to someone, so there, you can also certainly charge rental if you want that object back. But the chiddush from the Gemara is, even if you give them the option of, you could sell it there and bring me back a new one, and so there you're lending that object and getting the same object back, plus a rental fee, that's not ribis, because that rental fee is for depreciation, it's not for the loan of that object. That's the overview of those halachas. Now, based on these halachas, the Mishnah's Ribba says, this first case we talked about, if I lend someone my car, so certainly I want the same car back, right? That's nothing to talk about. I'm lending my car, I want the same car back. So that's heter number one. And I can charge you rental if I want for that. I'm lending you my car, and there's going to be, I want the same car back. There's also depreciation, but you don't even need that. I want the same car back. I can already charge you rental for that. So, therefore, he says it's certainly permitted to put in extra gas as appreciation for the use of the car. Now, he doesn't say that far, but I don't remember where I saw it, but I think it's a good far to say. I can even say, I'm lending you my car, and I want you to fill it up when it's finished, because I could really charge you rental. I could charge you $10 for using my car. I can rent out my car, and you're using the car, give me back the same car, plus $10 for the use of it. I'm allowed to do that, even if there's no depreciation on it. Certainly there is depreciation here. So instead of saying, I want $10, I'm saying, fill up the gas tank afterwards. So I think that's Pashas Heter. Others want to say, and I don't agree with the way they're looking at it. I just want to say, when you're lending the car, you're lending two things. I'm lending the car, plus I'm lending you gas, because you can't run the car without gas. So here's the car, but what am I going to do? Well, there's gas in it also. I'm lending you gas. So if you split the two, so I'm lending you the car, you give me the car back. I lent you half a tank of gas, and you gave me a full tank back, so that might be ribbons if I say explicitly, you know, there's a half a tank here, I want you to give me a whole tank back. But to me it sounds more like when you lend someone a car, you're lending them a car. The gas is just what it takes to run it. Like, for example, if it's dirty and he decides to clean it, he saves you money from taking it to a car wash or for your time. You know, all those things, rivets will be prohibited to do someone a favor that you don't normally do, right? We learned that if you lend someone money and you don't normally clean his car, you can't go and clean his car for him, because that's doing a favor to someone that you don't normally do, and that looks like rivets. But over here, you lent him the car, and so it's not a halva, it's a she'ela. It's a loan of the car, so he can certainly shine it up for you to make it look good, and an appreciation of, you know, getting you off the hook that you didn't have to spend money renting. Now you borrowed this car, you can certainly clean it for him, and certainly you can put back a full tank of gas in it. Certainly if you didn't say it, and I think even if he did ask you to do it, that would be just looked upon as a rental fee. So that's this first half, where we have a case where you're actually giving back more than you borrowed, but that's mutter, because it's the case of a she'ela and not a case of a halva. It's a case of borrowing a commodity that you have to give that same one back. That's called rental when you give it back. That's not called borrowing, because borrowing is when you use it up and give up a new one. Here you rented out the car, you gave him the car, he gave you back the same car, and that extra gas that he puts in is like shining it up, parking it nicely for you, and that is called, he can give you a box of candy also, he can give you any present. Look, you did me a favor, you lent me your car, I'm doing a favor for you. For you did me a favor, I'm giving you back something back. It's not ribis, because it's a she'ela here, it's not alva'ah. And that's the first part. Now the second case we said was what happens if you're down a cup of sugar and you want to borrow sugar from your neighbor, and you'll give back a cup of sugar. So there you're using up the sugar. By l'chor, there's no problem with ribis because you borrowed a cup of sugar and you're giving back a cup of sugar. What's the problem? However, the Gemara says there's a big problem. The Gemara says, Mishnah in Ayin Hei Amid Aleph says like this, Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro, a person should not tell his friend, Haveni kor chitim, lend me a kor's worth, a kor amount of wheat, a kor amount of wheat, lend me a bushel of wheat, v'ani etzin l'chol agarin, and then when the threshing season comes, I'll give you back that same amount. You're not allowed to do that. The next part of the Mishnah we'll just read, but we'll talk more about that next week. But you can tell him, lend it to me until my son comes and gives me the key so I can get my own wheat back. I have it, but I just can't get it. Until I find the key. But Hillel says that's Osir also. We'll talk about more of that next week. But the first part of the Mishnah says that I can't tell my friend, please lend me a bushel of wheat, and I'll lend you back a bushel of wheat at the threshing season. We'll see why soon. Hillel also said, a woman should not lend a loaf of bread to her friend, even though she wants to receive another loaf in return. Not ribis. I'm not lending you a loaf for two loaves. I'm giving you a loaf. You give me a loaf back. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Well, asha taseha dunim, unless you say, look, this loaf costs a dollar, give me back a dollar's loaf whenever you have a chance. Why? What's the reason it's asur? Shema yukro chitin, because maybe wheat will become more expensive. Benimtsu bos l'dei ribis, and they'll come to isur of ribis. Because what happens if right now I lend you this loaf of bread and it's worth a dollar, but the price of wheat goes up, and by the time you give it back to me next week, it's worth $1.25. So I lent you $1, a loaf of bread, and here there is ribis issues, because you eat the bread and you give back a new one. It's not being borrowed for show like the first part we were talking about. You're going to use and give it. So this is ribis, just like there's ribis by money, there's ribis by anything that you use up. That's what we saw from the first Gemara. So over here, I gave you a loaf of bread, even though you're giving back the same size loaf, the same loaf, but there's still a ribis issue involved, because it might be worth more now. Now, if it doesn't become worth more, so then it ended up no harm was done. However, the Chachamim say, we'll see, the Chachamim say it's also mid Rabbanan to do that, because it might be it might go up in value, right? It's also mid Rabbanan to do it. Let's just read the why it's only also mid Rabbanan, though. I mean, the Torah sounds like it's a bad problem. If I lent you the wheat, the bread that's worth a dollar, and you give me back the loaf, the same size loaf, but now it's worth $1.25, so that's asur. Now, is that asur midaraisa midarabanan? So all the Rishonim, the Gemara says it's only darabanan. Why is it darabanan? The Ran says like this, when you have ribis, what's called real ribis? That means when, at the time I give you the loan, I say, here's $1,000, I want $1,100 back. That's ribis. That at the point of time when the loan is made, I'm already demanding extra back. Over here, when I lend you a bushel of wheat, and I say I want a bushel of wheat back, at that point in time, no ribis has been set. There's been no agreement to do any ribis. I'm giving you a bushel, and I want a bushel back. It's just later on, it might end up that the bushel's worth more money, and I'm getting more than I lend. So that's only also midrabanan. The lashon of the Rishonim is baser meikara azlinan. We go by what it was like in the beginning. If in the beginning I said, I'm giving you a bushel, I want a bushel back, that's, there's no ribis problem, because we didn't set grounds for any ribbis. However, the Chacham said it's usher anyway, because it might be worth more later, and that's usher mid-rabbanan, so therefore you can't even make such a deal. Well, let's read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch passes his Kufsam at Vesif Aleph. Usher Lilva Sa'a Bitsa. You can't lend a bushel of wheat for another bushel in return. Afila lo kasu lo zman lepiron. Even if you didn't set any time, you could pay it any time. It's still usher. V'chein chol davar. Anything you can't, any commodity you can't lend to receive that same thing in return. Chutz mimadbeya kesev ayosif ha'otzah, except for cash. Right here, there's a kula in cash. The first part of this year, cash was a chumrah. We said you can receive rental for any object you give to your friend, except for cash, because that's ribbis. If you're asking for the same amount back, I'm lending you $100. Please give me back $100. That's 100% okay, because cash doesn't change in value. They talk about, suppose there's devaluations or inflation, so that's not really the cash changing value. What's happening is everything else is changing in value. Right, if the money can buy more now, that means everything, there was disflation, whatever they call it, that, deflation, that everything else went down in value, not that the money's worth more. So you lend me $100, I'm giving you back $100. Your $100 buys more now because everything else went down in value. I guess like relativity depends how you look at it, but that's the way that it looks. It's looked upon in halacha. If I give cash, I can ask for the same cash back, but if I I'm giving you a commodity, I cannot ask for that same commodity back. Why? The Shema Yes Yakru, because that commodity might go up in value. And it ends up that I gave to you more than returning to you more than you lent me. The way out is to do what the Mishnah said. Look, this loaf of bread is worth a dollar now, so give me back a dollar's worth of bread, a dollar's worth of wheat, shemiz yakru, that if it goes up in value, each and some hadamim, you'll give me back that value. In case of, here's a bushel of wheat, it's worth $100 right now. I can lend it to you. I can't say give me back a bushel of wheat, because that might be worth more at the end. So I could say it's worth $100 now, a month from now, or whenever you want to pay the loan, make sure you give me back a wheat that's worth $100. So in that case, if the price of wheat goes up, you'll know to give less wheat back, because if one whole bushel was $100 and now wheat's more expensive, you'll give 3/4 of a bushel, which is now worth $100 if it goes to 25%, and that way it'll be even. If the price of wheat goes down, so then the post can say you can certainly give back $100, because the loan really was a cash loan. And not only that, so that you're giving back $100, and now he's going to buy a bushel and a half a week with that $100, but that's okay. Not only that, you can even give him back a bushel and a half a week. Right? This is also like counterintuitive, but that's halacha. I lent you a bushel of wheat, and you're giving back a bushel and a half a week, but that's okay, because we use this heter of converting it into a cash loan, and I didn't, it's almost like a sale. I didn't lend you wheat, I lent you $100, and you're giving me back $100 cash, $100 in wheat, and that's okay. Right? So, but what's important is you cannot lend a commodity and ask for that same commodity back. And the Bishop Yehuda points out, even though the Mishnah seems to say it's also because maybe Nimtzu Basle de Ribbis, you'll end up coming to Ribbis, but the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it, the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Lilva Sa Bisa. It's also to make such an agreement. Even if it ends up okay at the end, you know, there's not going to be any inflation over here, you know, price isn't going to go up, it usually doesn't, things are stable. Well, that we'll talk about next week. But if you know that right now I'm asking you for a Sa'ah, I'm giving you a Sa'ah, I want a Sa'ah back, that's Aser because the price might go up. That will be, and it's also even to make such a deal, even if the price ends up not going up. The Isser was at the point of making that deal. Here's a Sa'ah. This Isser, by the way, is called Sa'ah Bisa'ah. That's what this whole sugi is called. I can't give you a Sa'ah and ask for that Sa'ah back. Now, if I made that mistake and it went up, so then I can't, look, I made the deal, I made the Isser, it'll be a second Isser to give that extra back, so you shouldn't do it at that point either. But that's an important halacha. That if someone says, here's the bushel of wheat, you can't ask for a bushel back.
Saying that
Right. Well, chances are, in the next at the season, it could be even cheaper then. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm saying so. That's the chiddush. Even though, Tosfos points out, right over there. Even though it normally doesn't go up in price at the threshing season, there's more wheat available. Even though it normally doesn't go up at that point, still it's us, because maybe it might go up. You don't know what's going to happen between now and then. Tosa says it's, that's why the Mishnah says the case is it's always us, even if you're, we'll see soon, possible difference. But even though it's something that generally goes up in value, it generally won't go up in value, it's still us. Okay, now. Well, there's one thing is, there's issue in, suppose it's money. There's an issue to say, here's $1,000, I want $1,100 back. That's one issue. A second issue will be accomplished when you give me back the $1,100. If you want to avoid a second issue, just give me back the $1,000. Right, there's an issue in setting ribbons, there's an issue in paying ribbons. So here, he made an issue to Rabbanan in setting terms that involved ribbons. And the second is there will be in doing it, like we said the other week, with a credit card. It's also to go into a relationship where I'm agreeing to pay ribbits, even though I'm going to try to pay by the grace period. But I'm saying I'm going to pay ribbits if I don't, so that's a problem. Right? Assuming it's a Jewish company.
It's a new category, right?
What do you
mean?
We
haven't had this history of one.
We haven't, right. This office is a whole new, thing. Until now we've been talking about lending money. As soon as we get outside of money, now we're talking about this issue de rabbanan of here's a bushel of wheat, I want a bushel of wheat back. Now Hillel said the same thing as with a cup of sugar, with a loaf of bread. Right, so let's learn the Gemara on that. And the Gemara said, Hillel said the same thing as La Salva Isha, a woman should not lend a loaf of bread to a friend and receive that bread back unless she says, look, it's worth a dollar, I want a dollar back. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said it in the name of Shmuel. Zu Divrei Hillel. The Mishnah says Hillel did that. Av Chachamim Amar, but the Chachamim say, Lovim Stam or Parim Stam. If you just say, here, you don't say, I want more back. Here's a loaf of bread and pay me back. You can do it without saying it's worth a dollar. You don't have to assess its price. Here's a loaf of bread. Give me back a loaf of bread. Now, why is it that the Chum disagree? I mean, they all agree with the first part of the Mishnah that says I can't say, here's a bushel of wheat. Give me back a bushel of wheat. That's the Isser Sa'a B'Sa. What's the difference if it's a bushel of wheat or a loaf of bread? So Rashi says, Shaloi Chmir L'Daktik Isser Sa'a B'Sa'a. Rashi says, the Chachamim don't care about Sa'ah B'Sa'ah, seeming that they don't agree with the whole Parsha. But the way the Ramah puts it, Tosfos says it this way also, most Rishonim learn, the Ramah says on that same halacha, Yesh Misha Omer, the Mutter Luvos Kikar Lechem, you're allowed to lend out a loaf of bread, Kemat Be'al Shel Kesef, just like you can lend out a coin. Why? The Ma'achad Dover Mu'adhu, since it's just a small thing, people don't care about that. It's not like I'm getting anything in return extra. I'm giving you a loaf of bread that's worth a dollar. Next week it's worth $1.10. It's such a small change, I don't feel like I'm receiving any ribbit. It's something people are in makbid. When people are in makbid, it's not called I get anything more in return. This is a chiddush of the Ramah based on the way he understands this Gemara, that the Chacham disagree with Hillel and saying there's a heter. Even though we said that I can't lend you a bushel and receive a bushel in return because in Issa D'Rabbanan the price might go up in value, if it's a small thing between neighbors that don't care about each other, they lend things common, a cup of sugar, give a cup of sugar back. So that is mutter, and that is halakha l'maisa, that people do it all the time. They lend a cup of sugar and get a cup of sugar back. You don't have to worry about this issa. Next we'll talk about it. Like if you're a caterer and you want to borrow a case of chickens for the fair and give back a case of chickens, so that's not a small thing anymore. So that would not be covered by this heter. Right? Your chicken's spoiled and you have to do a chasana, and what are you going to do? You call your friend, the caterer, the competition, and they do that. So that's not, they're going to be makbid. So there it would seem it's usher to borrow that case of chickens, you know, 10 cases of chickens, to give back a case of 10 cases of chickens, because that's saw b'saw. But if it's a small thing between neighbors, that's okay. just want to bring up, we spoke about more than a few times ago. Suppose you want to give back more sugar. How exactly you have to be when you give back the sugar? We're just saying that on Makbid, if it goes up in value. But we're not giving a heter that you can give back more sugar than you borrow. That would be real ribbis. I'm giving you a cup of sugar, you're giving me back 3/4 of a cup. That's ribbis. However, we said there are two possible heterim in such a case. One is, if you're not exactly sure how much sugar it was like a half a bag of, it was a bag. It wasn't a cup. You didn't measure. Here's a half a bag of sugar, give back. So then you can, you know, you don't have to worry. You don't have to count each granule to make sure that you're giving back the same amount. You assume, because we said the same thing with money. If you forgot how much you exactly borrowed, what is it? You know, $10 or $11 or $12. I don't know, here's $12. I just don't want to owe you any money. We said that was mutter, even though it might have really been only $10. But if you have a suffix how much it was, we said you're allowed to give back that same the amount to make sure you've paid back your loan. So same thing over here. If you're not sure exactly how much it was in the bag, so you can give back a little more to make sure you gave that amount back. And the second heter we said in the past was, just like if at the end of the, you don't have full change, you just have you own 99 and now you have $100 bill on you and you don't have to go tircha, you know, going to someone, okay, you cash this $100 bill for me so I can pay him 99. You don't want to bother with that. So there was another heter that most poskim agreed that you can give him back that $100 bill because you're not giving him ribbis, you're just saving yourself a tircha of having to go to the bank and break your $100 to give to him. Or the same thing we spoke about, if you borrowed a package of plates and you always buy a big box plates that are a little bit bigger, he lent you a 9-inch plate and a 10-9-inch plate and you can use a 10-inch plate. So you know, it's a tircha for you to go to the store and buy, get a whole pack of 9-inch plates like he gave you. You want to get the plates you always use. So they're also, it's a 1-year tircha, you can give them back a little bit more, even though it might be worth a little bit more. It's the same thing over here with the sugar. Whatever you're borrowing, if you're giving back a little extra because you're not sure how much it was, that's fine. And also, if it's called a tircha, you want to give it back to everybody. You don't want to have to wait until you run down the sugar until it's half a bag. You want to just get, here's the sugar. You bought half a can of tuna fish and you could give back a full can of tuna fish because it's more convenient. You don't have to worry about that. You know, a little, you borrow someone's medicine and you did half the bottle. Here's done. Or you don't have to pour it out until it's exactly half. It's more convenient. Here's another bottle of aspirin. So that's really not this sugya, but that's just something to keep in mind. Back to our sugya. Our sugya is that if you are lending someone a commodity that they're going to use up, right, if they're not going to use it up, then that's no problem. They're going to give you back the same thing. But if they're going to use it up, you can't say, give me back that same volume, that same amount, because the price might go up in the meantime, and that's aser, midrabana. However, if it's something between friends, then you're allowed to do it, even though that same amount might be worth more later, but friends are in makbid, and that's okay. And Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim brings an interesting psak from the Tshuvas Rashi. We just said, between neighbors, you can, here's a loaf of bread, give me back a loaf in return. Now, what happens if you need a loaf of bread Erev Pesach? And now Erev Pesach, bread's not worth as much as it's going to be worth after Pesach. But nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yisoil, Simen Tuf Nun, Sif Aleph, Yisoil Shalava Kikar Metaveiro Kodem HaPesach, if you borrowed a loaf of bread from your friend before Pesach, Tzorech Leparo Achra Pesach, you have to pay him back. After Pesach, V'yesh Mishum Gezli Menaparo, if you don't pay him back, it's like stealing. Okay, that's the halacha that Aruch Chaim talks about. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Yishum Chashash Ribis. Why aren't we worried about ribbis over here? I lent you a loaf of bread and you're giving back a loaf of bread, it might be worth more in value. He says that's not a problem because Zedavra Muat, people are in Makbid, and it's okay. However, in the Sharatzin, he brings from the Chem and Moshe that says this isn't like a normal case of here's a loaf of bread, I want a loaf of bread back. The loaf of bread, Erev Pesach, is not worth so much. And what are you going to do with it? And the loaf of bread after Pesach is worth its full value. So here there should be a problem. If I'm giving you a loaf of bread, it's not a small difference anymore. It's a big difference. The loaf of bread before Pesach might be so a tenth of the price. And now you're making a big profit. So the Mishnah Berurah answers that by saying, well, here we're talking about like it's a very small amount. The whole hetzer is only by a small amount. The Nesiva Shalom points out, it's a mishbur answer. Here we're talking where it's a very small amount. You know, if it be a dollar and it's going to go to $10, so that might be a problem. We're talking it's 10 cents and it might be worth 12 cents. So then it's 1 cent or be 10 cents. It's a small, very small amount. That's what the way he understands the halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Whether it's a good teretz or not, that's an interesting shayla. But for Nogeya in the rules of Ribbis, we now have a clarity that if you're giving back the same exact object that you borrowed, there's no Ribbis restriction at all. Like by a car, we say even by money, you can charge rental for use of that money that you wanted to put on show in your program that you were making. You can charge for that. That other person, you can charge for that. And certainly if you lend someone a car, he can give back a car and give you back a full tank of gas. That's no problem, because that was appreciation for the she'ela. It wasn't a halva. The problem becomes when you lend someone something that they're going to use up. It's a commodity that they'll use up, and then you're going to get a new one in return. Then it becomes worse than money, because by money I can lend you $100 and ask for $100 back, because that $100 is worth the same no matter what. When it's a commodity, I'm lending you a bushel of wheat or a case of chickens, and you give me back that case of chickens, the price could fluctuate and it might be worth more when you give it back. There's inflation happens more than deflation, and it could come to ribis. So the Chacham said that's also to do. It's also midrabanan to do it, and it's someone who ends up making such a deal and pays it back, he's violated too Yisurim Dirabanan. So that's a wrong thing to do. The hetzer we saw this week was one way to avoid it. It's actually two ways to avoid it, is to make it that you're not lending the commodity. Let's set the price on it. This loaf of bread's worth $1, or the bushel's worth $100. Give me back $100 worth of wheat whenever you have the chance, or whatever the agreed upon date is. So then, whether the wheat's going to be more wheat or less wheat, it's okay, because it became a cash loan. And the second hetzer we said was, if it's a small amount between neighbors, that they're common, that neighbors give each other back and forth objects to borrow and that they use and use up and give other things back, so then it's permitted to give the same amount back. We said not to give more unless it's one of those suvaterim, it's for convenience or you're not sure how much exactly you borrowed, but there is a heter to give the same exact amount back, and they will not be violating this Issur Rabbanan of Sa'av Issa'av. So next week, Bli Neder, we'll talk about cases where you don't have this heter of a small amount, it's like a big amount, like this case with the caterer who ran out of chickens and you need 10 cases of chickens. So that's not a small amount, it's not between neighbors that are not being makbid. Is there any heter to say, give me 10 cases of chickens and I'll give you back 10 cases of chickens? It might not be so easy to weigh them all at the time and figure out how much the exact cost is. Just give me back 10 cases of chicken. We'll try to find some ways of working that out next week.